Chicago's on-again, off-again schools are once again back in session. Across the U.S., many public schools began the new year in the classroom, with students and staff alike braving the Omicron outbreak. But here, schools delivered a lesson in whiplash.
We just never know from day to day, week to week, how things are going to be, and it doesn't allow our children to feel secure or safe in what's going on.
Chicago's public schools opened, then closed for a week as union teachers battled Mayor Lori Lightfoot over COVID safety measures, then opened again on Wednesday. For Dave and Andrea Rolfing, 2 years of COVID has taken its toll.
My eight-year-old, because she's missed out so much, she has anxieties about going to school. And this past week in particular, when there was a school closure, we didn't know what was happening day to day. There were a lot of emotional breakdowns.
Here and elsewhere, a big enough outbreak will still shutter individual schools.
With the U.S. hitting a new record for daily COVID cases this week, the Biden administration announced new measures to keep classrooms open. They include dramatically expanding testing for the virus in schools.
The additional tests would improve access to an increasingly scarce commodity.
These 10 million additional tests available each month will allow schools to double the volume of testing they were performing in November. The president is clear. The nation's schools can and should be open.
Even so, keeping schools open remains a challenge. In New York City, students walked out in protest of what they called unsafe COVID conditions. In Fort Worth, Texas, so many teachers are sick or quarantined that classrooms are being combined. Everywhere, it seems, education in the COVID era remains a struggle. But in Chicago, the battle between the city and union teachers has made the classroom an emotional roller coaster.
Parents just being on the sideline, not having a voice, just our fate in the hands of others has been incredibly frustrating. And to be honest, it's probably going to be the reason why we leave Chicago.
The Rolfings might find a school district with a more predictable schedule, but with COVID entering its third year, more contagious than ever, for the foreseeable future, there's no escaping the global pandemic. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Chicago.